situation for RBR, because you either get molestation or you get or you get crack whipping your ass if Horse is on there, right? So knowing Horse's history, I don't know how RBR gets out of this one.
Oh, you either get your ass spanked or you get your ass spanked, but for different reasons.
Right. Hello. Welcome back to season 4 of F1 Fan Fiction. At least one show that keeps giving versus 2023 Part 2 Race 1, which we just saw. Welcome back to a new year, new season. At least on paper, things are new. We are your hosts. I am Akash.
And I'm Saran.
And let's get something out of the way. This is episode 1 with F1 Fan Fiction. Hopefully you've enjoyed the 3 seasons that we've kept giving. Y'all are our only motivation to do this year. Let me put that out there. There is nothing fucking new happening after preseason testing and race 1 that keeps us going for this season. That is definitely sure. So y'all are the reason, right? So keep us giving while we keep you giving. No innuendos. With that said, let's get something out of the way. Sarang, what do you have to say about some of the liveries and some of the name changes that have happened?
Wait, first liveries, did anything change at all? Like, really? Like, I didn't notice anything.
Yeah, there's this puke color.
Oh, yes.
Nickelodeon slime. with
the radioactive puke, yeah,
the radioactive, right. Yeah. No, even the actual radioactive green, right, with like the skate or whatever the shade,
right,
shit, oh, whatever that name.
I don't know what's going on. The naming has gone like off the charts this time. I think even more than the livery, like we have seen some other liveries and stuff like that, but what is that name? Stake, F1, team, kick, Sauber? Wait, what? What's going on?
So here's my thing, right, bro? I want to, my new aim in life is to be so rich that I can buy an F1 car team and then get just as fucking creative as with it that I can. Like, how much can I ruin the name, right?
Yeah, totally, man. And even like Alpha Tauri, like, what did they go with? Cash, Visa, Cash App? First of all, I have a question. Why is Visa and Cash App working together? Aren't they competitors? I don't know. But anyways, Visa Cash App. I don't know why is there the word app in the Formula Team name. But anyways, RB Formula One Team. I don't know what's going on there.
Everything's nonsensical. Nothing makes sense.
But credit to them. I have to say, I love the fact that they went back to the Toro Rosso livery.
Oh, yeah.
Which I really used to love. And they brought it back.
Blue, white, credit and reddish. Tinge that these guys have.
So I think that's my favorite livery right now, definitely. Even after they butchered the name, but they made it up with the livery.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah, I don't know. For me, I think Red Bull still sort of like stands out or sits out or however you have it, right?
I mean, yeah, that's a classic. What works, why change it? Makes sense.
Exactly.
Also, I think with liveries, one thing I like is the Mercedes livery as well. I think they went back to like the aquamarine color with the silver, as opposed to the previous that green, like fluorescent green thingy that they had.
True. Yeah, I mean, enough's been said about livery anyways, right? Over other multiple shows, internet content. I mean, I think like when we started doing this in 2021, I guess, was it right? Yeah. People weren't making content right, left and center. So like when we said things after 2-3 weeks, it still made sense. I guess now we are dinosaurs, even if we are like 48 hours late. And while it works for people and they keep doing like copying stuff, it's not our jam, right? So like,
yeah, exactly.
Moving on, right? So Bahrain, some interesting facts that we just heard commentators say and then dug up from the internet are, this is actually the 20th anniversary for the Bahrain GP.
Wow.
In 20 years since the first GP was hosted. You're right. I thought like it's a new track, but apparently not. So while it's been as long as almost we've been seeing it, we've been dumb enough to not notice that, you know. Interestingly, nothing to do with Bahrain, but RBR has won 31 out of the last 33 races before they came in. And including this last one, they're up to 32 out of 34.
Why am I
not then, exactly, right? And Schumacher and Pedro de la Rosa still lead Max in the fastest lap here. One thing to their credit is Bahrain hasn't been resurfaced since they've raced here. So they hold the record from 2005 and 6 or 4 and 5 or basically whenever the whole thing started.
Right. Right?
So those two still enjoy the top two positions while Max tries to overtake them in the new car, which is a V6 on the old surface. Yeah, so maybe next year.
Maybe next year when they actually have like a rocket engine tied behind this car.
Right.
They probably already do, but yeah, I don't know.
So Martin was taking this interview and obviously Clarkson, being Clarkson, was there. At the end of all of it, he asks him, who's your money on? And Clarkson goes, Adrian Newey. Which actually makes sense, right? Because even if you like follow Newey through his entire career, except the Schumacher dominance, wherever he's gone, he's brought out champions, right? So everyone's gunning for the Horner position. I don't know if Newey wants it too, but my money's on him as well at this point. But speaking of Horner.
Oh boy, what did he do, man? I don't know, man. Like, it's just chaos everywhere. First of all, I haven't gotten a proper sense of what's actually happening. All I know is there's some investigation going on. I know that there's something that happened. He did something to someone inside the team. I don't know what's going on. Been everywhere.
Yeah, exactly. Me neither. And I don't have the appetite to even follow up on it. All I know, he's being a pervy with sexting and whatever, right? So I choose to believe, for the fun and gossip of myself, there's this magazine that sells, I guess, at like grocery store stands called The Sun. And one of the news that I saw on The Sun is that he's been sexting people inside the office. I don't know how true it is. Whatever it is, that's what I saw. Uh-huh. That's what I believe. That's what the gossip is, right? So, bottom line, he's acting pervy. I don't want to dive into it myself, but for folks listening, let us know what's happening.
Yeah, do let us know. Like, apart from all the rumor mill that I went through on Twitter and all the... And I'm going to call it Twitter. I'm not calling it X anyways.
Okay.
But apart from that and like Daily Mail articles and what New York Post articles, I don't know what's going on. It's all very weird, like.
Right.
But you know what? I've heard another rumor. Okay. I've heard that there's some allegation against Adrian Newey as well, and he's going to be in the investigation.
Okay.
You know what is it about?
No, I no clue. What?
Fucking over the entire grid, man. For the past, I don't know how many years, 3 years, and even before that.
That's a true allegation. I guess Perez would sign that petition as well. He's on the other side of the litigation.
Exactly, he's the first person to sign it.
For all you know, he's the one who brought it up, right? Like,
exactly.
Interesting.
Who else? This guy Gasly as well, Albon as well.
Yeah, right. Everyone who's been fucked over, but. All this drama with Christian, I also saw Horst Verstappen taking a dig at it. And a few things that came out of that camp was like, Horst maybe wants to take Christian position. I don't know. He's been basically going out and saying like, Christian's been breaking the team apart. Mm-hmm. He needs to go, blah, blah, blah. I don't know. If he's gunning for the position that Christian has and seeing this as an opportunity, I don't know how this is a good situation for RBR. Because you either get molestation or you get or you get crack whipping your ass if Haas is on there, right? So knowing Haas's history, I don't know how RBR gets out of this one.
Oh, God. Yeah. Oh, you either get your ass spanked or you get your ass spanked. Oh, but for different reasons.
Right. Either way, your ass is going to be red. Oh, man.
But it's weird that I even after all this controversy, like, it just doesn't matter to Max at the end of the day. And he's just a fucking rocket ship. Ending the race, what, 22 seconds ahead of Perez. You know, as soon as the race started, I gave up hope. Like, as soon as the race started, I was like, okay, this is done.
He just launches and fucks off.
Yeah.
Dude, what the hell? I mean, sure. So after preseason testing, somewhere during the quali, right? I was like, yeah, maybe, you know what? Ferrari's got it. Something's going to change. Yeah, Something's going to happen. Mm-hmm. McLaren looked promising as well. So yeah. I'm like, you know what? This season is not going to be as... Max is going to win. I knew that, right? Course, like, it seemed that. But I was like, maybe this season's not going to be that boring because other teams have brought their A game as well. But right. Whatever.
But, yeah.
But 22 seconds. You know what's also interesting? Is that I noticed that this somewhere around lap 10, which is that the whole pack of P2 to P10 were in the same time gap as what Max was between him and P2, right? So for example, there was a 10-second lead, and the whole pack of P2 to P10 was in 10 seconds.
10 seconds? Oh,
like,
boy.
This is mental. Let that sink in, folks. Let that sink in. And this is by lap 10, right?
Yeah.
Mind you, this is lap 10.
I remember I'd actually texted you, like, this is... I texted you at, like, lap 6 or 7. And at that point itself, he was like 8 seconds ahead. I'm like, this is just hopeless. Like, I don't know why I'm watching this.
Dude, seriously. And there were other who sort of like acknowledged it as well, right? Like Toto was heard saying Max was on a different planet. Vasser, I don't know if he was being sarcastic. I hope he was being sarcastic because he was like, I expected Max to be faster. Don't know what happened to him. And I'm like, dude, this is like a backbencher talk. Saying like that first ranker who got A+ should have gotten like an A++, and he's out of his
game. He's a typical shit talker. Like, he loves doing that, if you don't know. But yeah,
to be honest, I like him.
For a change,
in the last 5 years, all the race directors and team principals that Ferrari has had, this is one that I actually like, even though Ferrari's fucking themselves over.
Totally. It's just insane, man. Like, Max, I don't even know what to talk about him, but yeah, let's see.
No tire, it's degrade. Let's
talk about that. I saw this meme where it was like, do you know that your tires cannot legally degrade if you just say no to them?
Oh man, imagine this, right? Like, the whole grid is on one side saying tire deg is a thing, by lap 20 we need to change the tires, and Max goes, hold my beer.
Yeah. He pretty much pitted last, right? I think everybody took a pit stop, and like after that he had built a good 33 second gap or something, and then after that he pitted.
Seriously mental, man.
Yeah, insane. At least Perez got his second position, at least for the first race. I mean, he does that every first race, second race, but let's see what happens. He got a good start, at least.
He got a good start, yeah. He got a good start. I think turn one, he had to brake behind Leclerc, but he would have probably run into him because Leclerc was trying to find that line behind Max. But I think trying to do that slowed Perez down, and Russell eventually even ended up taking that advantage.
Oh, yeah.
So Perez fell down to P4, but that RBR is fast, and kudos to Perez coming in excited into the new season, just like us, before fades out after after the summer break.
Well, I think he too must be sweating bullets now, because there's like, especially the fact that Hamilton is switching teams. Oh, by the way, let's talk about that a little, since we just talked about it.
Sure.
Since Hamilton is switching teams, first of all, big surprise. I never thought I will be seeing Hamilton in like the Reds, right? Yeah. First of all, when that news broke, I was like, wait, is this a dream? What's going on?
Yeah.
Anyways, but with that, like, since science is getting displaced, I think Perez must be a little tensed right now as to...
Why do you say so?
I mean, science is a good contender for the P2 position at Red Bull.
So you think they might get science into RBR and then Perez goes home? I don't know, dude. I don't know. Telcel gives way too much money for RBR to probably let him go. Because if I was a Red Bull sponsor, I would probably pull my money out. Because A, I have to pay. And I saw this somewhere. I don't know. I saw this somewhere. So whoever wrote this or tweeted this or wherever I saw this, it's their credit. But you have to, first of all, pay a higher premium because Red Bull's a winning car.
Of course. Yeah.
And you don't get as much screen time because they just fuck off. Right?
Yeah, so, yeah, that's true.
So why would I pay money? Anyways, wouldn't science go to Mercedes? Right, like just
yeah, that's definitely a possibility. Yeah,
but it's interesting, right? Like, it's interesting to see B drivers outdoing pace drivers in both the teams, right? Like science beating the shit out of Leclerc, and then Russell finishing all the way up top while Hamilton struggles, right? So
that's
an interesting situation that's happening there.
That's true. But I'm hoping that with like Sainz not having a seat next season, he's going to like fight like hell this time. And I'm guessing he's not going to participate in any team orders and any of those stuff this time.
That's actually a good point, right? Like, imagine giving in your notice documents on the first day you join, right? Like, that's just shit hitting the fan and you giving no fucks. Yeah, dude. He's going to probably bring his entire aggression game. Imagine he swipes Leclerc out race after race. All 23.
He almost did that this time as well, right? Like,
that's what I'm saying, right? Like, this is race one, but imagine him doing this like every race.
Every
race? And then Ferrari being like, maybe we, you know, kick Leclerc.
Yeah.
And it happened, but yeah.
Yeah. But Leclerc, in his credit as well, he was having issues. So I wouldn't exactly say that it was pure pace that Sainz got him ahead, because Leclerc was constantly complaining. First of all, I don't know, his car was going right or something. His brakes weren't working.
I don't know what that was about.
Multiple things.
Yeah, he kept locking up. He said, I can't control my car. This is undrivable. Yada, yada. Too much. Yeah, too much was going on for sure.
Yeah. I think we should make like a F1 checklist, like things like Ferrari says we are checking, check mark.
Like a
Max
bingo.
Fucks off. Bingo.
Bingo every race. Like let's see what's gonna happen this year. Sure.
Exactly. Max fucks off. Of course, check mark.
Obviously, yeah. I'm gonna put that right in the middle so that I can go any direction I want.
Right. That's true. But yeah,
I'd probably put one with. Where commentators bring up, like, I'd put one where the commentator's mind blow up and they end up saying something very fancy, right? Like, so for example, Sainz dive bombed and took a brilliant overtake on Leclerc, and there was this Ferrari versus Ferrari fight, and the commentators go like, hey, he came out of nowhere, he came from a different pin code, that's a humdinger of a move. And I was like, wow, it really blew their minds to, you know, how did this happen? Because I think they were waiting for team orders to come in. And fans were like, yeah, it's not going to come. So let me just do
it. Exactly. Team orders. Wait, okay, this is totally random, but since we talked about it, what the fuck was going on between Ricardo and Tsunoda?
Oh, okay.
So why did they swap?
Yeah, let's go to... Visa, Cash App, Visa, RB, whatever the fuck. I don't know, dude. I don't know. There's just too much last five lap drama. What position were they? Why were they
13
fighting?
And 14? First of all, they were on 13 and 14.
So
what are they hoping?
Point.
Three cars are going to crash out? Like, suddenly, what's going to happen?
Exactly, right? So, no points. I don't know what they were trying to prove. Five laps left, even if, like, Ricardo did have the pace... It's not like he was going to get into points.
Exactly.
we got to probably look at telemetry and all those sort of things, but like, I did see Sonoda fighting into like 2 tenths, 1 tenths, 3 tenths of a second with Magnussen, and then Ricardo probably getting close as like 5 tenths or 4 tenths of a second, right? So let him fight. Let him get the position, right?
Exactly.
And imagine this, like getting team orders while you are at a battle is very rightfully for Sonoda to go, are you kidding me now?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
What I found best is like he's mature enough, at least for the first race and whatever his X season into F1, that he didn't swear. I was waiting for like an F-bomb to drop or something to drop.
While you say that, he didn't drop an F-bomb, but he did drop a dive bomb onto Ricardo.
Oh,
yeah.
I missed that. You were telling me he did something stupid and crazy, right?
Yeah. After the checkered flag, I think he was still pissed. And I don't know which corner it was, but he basically did a dive bomb and tried to brake check him as well. And Ricardo was like pissed and called him a helmet.
Helmet, okay. Sure.
That's basically a slang, Australian slang for dick. But yeah,
oh, is it?
Ah, innovative.
Oh. Oh, I see. I see. What a helmet. Sure. Interesting. But yeah, I don't know, dude. I mean, I guess it was interesting to see that last 4 or 5 laps, whatever it was, because Ricardo was then obviously unable to overtake Magnussen, causing Yuki's position, which also obviously didn't matter.
Yeah.
And then Yuki was being angry about the whole thing, being like, he better speed up, man. He wasn't fast enough. He's not fast at all. I don't know. It feels like, you know, how parents say when they have two kids that neither are their favorite. They love both of them equally. Well, they don't. And this is an example of that.
Exactly. Oh, yes. It's all weird.
I don't know. Do you think they are setting up stage for Ricardo to probably take that position from Perez? I haven't heard any. I have actually heard that maybe they probably take Albon back over Ricardo, but I don't know.
Yeah, who knows? That's a possibility as well. Yeah. And I think that is one of the reasons they got him in RB. I fucking don't know what to call that team anymore, man. Cash App? Visa? I don't know.
Credit card team.
Yeah, credit card team. Okay, that I like that. But anyways, yeah. Oh boy. What were we talking about? Oh yeah, Ferrari. Right. Let's switch back to them after a very weird detour. But
yeah. Actually, the whole thing started off with us saying Hamilton moving to Ferrari. But yeah.
Yeah. What else, Ferrari?
Speaking of Hamilton, right? He said his seat is broken.
Oh yeah.
I heard him say on the radio his seat is broken. Now, what makes me wonder is, if he's saying his seat is broken, isn't that a safety concern violation, or how you want to put it, right? Because shouldn't that be looked at? Like, what if he spins out or someone taps him or whatever? He could go flying, right? There would be a whole new meaning to the commentator's enthusiasm that was a flying lap from Hamilton, right?
Oh, boy.
That would mean literally that was a flying lap from Hamilton. So, for whoever's listening to us from FIA, F1, whatever, right? Answer this to us, right? Shouldn't it be looked into when someone's your driver is saying my seat is broken?
Yeah. Oh boy. Let's talk about a few other things. I think there was some chaos going on in lap one. Who was it? Stroll who spun, right? And then Hülkenberg also got hit. He had to go into the pits, right?
Yeah. I never really figured what actually happened. But I tried to see this from multiple dash cams. I saw this from Hulk's dash cam, from Bottas's dash cam.
Yeah.
But I didn't figure. So looks like, and this is just my speculation at this point. So if you're listening and if you know what happened, just write into us and tell us and explain what actually happened. But Stroll was squeezed. So he ended up maybe locking or whatever, and he spun after a slight nudge from Hulk, who couldn't bring himself to complete stoppage or whatever it was. So he ended up getting front wing damage. Bottas got caught up in the whole thing. And obviously we'll speak about Bottas, but like Bottas got caught up in the whole thing. And you saw what you saw. And Hulk ended up, whatever, plus 24 seconds at the end of it.
Yeah. And so that brings up two topics. Okay. Let's start with the first one, which is Bottas. Okay. First credit to him that at the start, he had a really good start, if you saw. Okay. Yeah. He started like what, P17 or something.
And he went all the way to his right overtaking cars right, left, center.
He got a very good start. He overtook like good 4 or 5 positions. And then, of course, because of the crash, he had to again do a pit stop or whatever. And then again, I don't know what is it with Bottas and pit stops. He again had what, 1 minute 14 seconds pit stop or something like that?
Yeah, 52 second actual pit stop with like a whole thing. Yeah, I mean, you said this 2 years back, right? Bottas has a nutting issue.
Again, this time it was the same thing, by the way.
Yeah. You called this 2 years back. Bottas doesn't know how to nut.
Still doesn't. Okay. Right. Somebody needs to teach him.
So, speaking of funny situations, I mean, the other one which locked up and spun out or whatever ended up happening was Sargent, because I don't know what he was doing.
Course.
Right?
Of course.
Because Sargent locks up, spins, and
that goes on my bingo, by the way.
Yeah, right. Obviously, that's you gotta have that, right? That's another sure one. But everyone's so confused. Do they need to bring the marshals out? Do they need to push him? Yeah. Is there going to be a safety car or do we need a virtual safety car? And after like 20, 25 second drum roll, Sargent just like starts walking out again. We're like, I'm going to continue with my race.
They just continued racing. Nothing happened and he went along as well.
So weird.
Another team, man, which was going absolutely insane was Alpine. I don't know what's going on with them at all. Because
do you know before you proceed, there's this post-quali Alonso interview 3 second clip where Stroll comes from behind or the side or wherever. Stroll comes into Alonso and says, "Aren't you happy you've moved to Aston Martin, no longer in Alpine?" And I'm like, dude, seriously. I think like because they finished P19 and 20 after quality.
Totally, man. It was insane. And first of all, so Hulk got damaged, right? And that's why he had a very long pit stop.
Yeah.
I think 45 seconds or something like that. And still, Alpine managed to finish behind him. What's going on? And it was so bad that both the technical director and the head of aero resigned.
Oh, damn. Seriously?
Yeah, dude. It's insane.
One race in and they're gone. Oh, my God. Oh, dude, this is bad.
It's so weird. Like, whatever happens, they changed names. They changed, their head of whatever that's called. Team principals. They tried everything, but nothing changes. They just keep regressing somehow season after season.
Oh, damn. This is bad, dude.
Oh, also, I think multiple celebrities also invested. I think Clarkson also invested in them, right? I think they have his Hawthorne beard.
Yeah, maybe he did. And then who's this Deadpool guy who keeps money everywhere? So I think he's also put in money. I feel bad for... Or I'm worried, rather. I don't feel bad. I think I'm worried for Kush Maini, who's India's prospect into F1, who's currently in F2. And if you've been following this guy, he's been having a stellar of his career in the past 6 months. Pure raw talent, obviously way better than Jehan. Is more in the news. And he's with Alpine, right? So Apparently, oh, he's probably a good prospect into being Alpine's entry into F1. And obviously, good for India too, right? So, but with Alpine woes and French Civil War, I don't know.
Yeah, let's see. I mean, it's the first race. I'm hoping that they'll get better as things get along. But yeah, if like this first race was any indicator, I don't have a lot of hopes.
Yeah. And speaking of Jeremy, I vote for Jeremy waving the flag every single race. Because I don't know how true this is, but someone tweeted or DM'd him on Instagram saying, how drunk were you while you were waving the flag? And he replied by saying, a shitload.
Yeah, I mean, of course, if you invested money in a team and they come in bang last, what's going to happen?
Oh, man.
I saw so many memes about that. I read one meme about that. It's so great that they bought in a British farmer to wave the flag. Trying to expand their audience.
Technically, they aren't wrong, but
exactly.
Oh man, nice. Who else is there that nobody cares about that we haven't spoken of? There's this meme from Two and a Half Men, right? Like, if what is it? Like they leave that kid out and they're like, yeah, it's not as important if you don't. Whatever it is, that meme is, right? Like it's gonna show up. If this is the reel, it's gonna show up right now. I guess that's it.
Yeah. Nothing happened in the race. I'm glad we spoke about it for 33 minutes because
there's nothing a lot to talk.
Exactly.
Fair point. We go back to Saudi this coming weekend. Another Saturday race, because obviously.
First of all, that totally fucked with my mind. I was so confused. When I woke
it's
up.
Good. It's good that I don't care about the season anymore, that if they race on Saturday or Sunday, so it's fine. But imagine the amount of money coming in from these warring nations that you literally change the whole schedule of thing that's been going on for half a century. Yeah. Right? So think about that. Change is good sometimes. I mean, I'm just being a dick about it. Or sorry. I'm just being a helmet about it, but
that gives helmet Marco a very different meaning anyway.
True that. But yeah, another Saturday race coming in. Saudi, we'll see. Max wins, but we'll see what happens to the other folks racing in this season. We'll catch you next week. Until the next race, we are your hosts, signing off.
Bye-bye.